Olds. O-Net, the municipally controlled high-speed internet, TV and phone services company, has expanded into its fifth community and should be expanding into some Saskatchewan First Nations by the end of the year. Olds Chief Administrative Officer Brent Williams made those announcements in an address to the Olds and District Chamber of Commerce during the Chamber's annual general meeting, held March 8 at the Royal Canadian Legion Branch 105. We have expansion ongoing in Lethbridge right now. That would be, I think, our fifth or sixth community that O-Net is active in an industrial park that is currently underserved, so that's seeing progress, he said. William said through other companies, by the end of the year, O-Net should be active in installing fiber to connect First Nations in Saskatchewan. That's exciting revenue potential, but we haven't seen much yet, he said. Williams acknowledged that there have been significant problems with O-Net TV during the last 8 months. We're working through that, he said. William said O-Net has bought a new cloud-based platform that will allow consumers to have it on any device, from TV to phone or tablet. He said the goal is to fix the TV issues by rolling out that service by June. When the town initially acquired O-Net, town council served as its 7-member board of directors. Since then, councillors have been transitioning off that board and new board members have come on. William said there are currently 5 town councillors and 2 others on the board. By Halloween of this year, the process should be complete, where we have a public at large board who have some expertise in running a telecommunications company or in the overall governance of a private business, which is not really a politician's forte. I think council recognizes that, he said.